Waking up late with Dougie. 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 From Danger Studios in Carl Springs, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
Good morning, welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida. I'm here with my normal co-host on Thursday mornings, Mr. Peter Leonard.
He's calling me normal. Thank you. Good morning,
everybody.
Yeah, that's
about the first time. And I guess our guest here in the studio has been here all week, the Rev. Bob Levy.
That's right. Here, and sitting in for Elgin Baylor.
I think you're sitting on him.
Yeah, you could be. No one would notice. Elgin David, who's filming a movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like an acting kid. He's
an acting kid.
Yeah, they're redoing A Wizard of Oz, and he's the mayor of Oz.
Is he?
Yeah, he's playing the mayor of Oz.
Yeah, I think he was trying to be nice. He was going to call him a munchkin.
Oh.
Yeah, Peter's always excited if somebody's a little shorter than him.
Yeah, a little shorter.
You know.
Yeah. So maybe he's in the room somewhere. We don't.
Yeah, that's what he said. He may be there. Wow. He may have gotten in early, and I didn't realize. You know, Elgin's not here. I'm here.
The dog's got him.
Yeah, the dog's got him.
The little one.
Yeah.
The big one said.
She buried him outside.
The big one couldn't find him, and the little one said.
I know, my poor blind dog. I keep going. What are you not looking at? Anyway, welcome to the WEI Network and IRN Internet Radio Network, where we come to you Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. But Bob and I are talking. And came up with, maybe that this show should be an hour long.
Yeah, so you don't have to stress yourself out all the time. I mean, geez.
Yeah.
You're running back and forth and trying to get the music to go and, you know.
Right.
You really want to wake up to this? Really? I mean, come on.
By the way, not to get technical, but you may be right because there's something called, and you, shit, you would know because how many years did you spend in morning radio?
Yeah.
There's something called TFN, which is time spent listening. And
that's TFM?
No, whatever. TSL.
It's TSL.
It's time spent listening. And, who the fuck has time except maybe lose? Well, you're loser listeners. I don't, maybe they sit around for 2 hours.
Yeah,
no, I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing.
He's there, jockey boy.
But to sit around, unless they're at work already, and they're, as Jim Mandich, the late, great Jim Mandich used to say, time-stealing weasels, and they're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show instead of doing their work, but they're on the computer faking it.
Like, yeah.
With headsets on, they're laughing, bursting out laughing at their computer right now, and their boss is walking by going,
well, they wouldn't be laughing now that you're talking.
Boy, that's really terrible. Well, that's true. Well, what he does. But when, but they're sitting there with their headsets on, maybe. But they're doing there's some guys laughing over something.
I wonder how many. It's about half and half with our listenership. There's a lot of people that listen to us on WEI and IRN at 10 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of other people that just listen to us on the site, whether it's Stitcher, iTunes, or, from the website at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
A lot of people, like podcasts, are just like, they can listen to whatever they want. That's
right.
What's so good about doing a podcast. That's why I do. I don't go live,
Think of that, man. I never
It's just, it's a thing that you can do at any time. You don't have to be ready at a certain time.
Right.
It's like jerking off.
Yeah, basically, whenever the mood's right. You just grab
2 hours to kill?
Yeah.
Right, just start yanking.
Yeah, and then you put it up there and they listen,
Right.
It's like, it makes life easier for everybody. It's not just for you, I'm saying, it's for the listener, really. It really is for the listener.
Then I'd keep it to 2 hours, because then people have leisure time, maybe lying in bed, they're, instead of watching TV, they've got a ball game, even, some boring. Did you guys watch any football over the weekend? I mean, there's some games. What was the game 2 nights ago? It was, 10-6 or something. undefeated
Thursday
team.
Yeah.
Oh my! No, yeah. What was it? Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football. Yeah, yeah.
Holy
yeah.
That was they were undefeated. They scored six points.
Yeah,
Cincinnati
lost.
That? Yeah, that didn't look like an undefeated team.
No.
Well, that's what happens when I said.
But for that 3 hours, I could have turned the volume off, said fuck it, and turned on your
people
show.
People sometimes want to see a team get beat like that. You know,
you got to run commercials during football games and say, hey, turn the volume down and listen to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show right now on WNN.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Yeah, that's only
Monday night, by the way, we were at Fishtails in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, nice place.
Isn't it great? That's
it really
the
is.
The scene of the great murder of my drummer.
What do you
four
mean?
Years ago.
They were performing live at that place.
Uh-huh.
My band, for every Friday night for like a year and a half, we switched to Saturdays to with this one band one weekend because their guy couldn't one of their guys. Long story short, some lunatic was in the place all night.
Uh-huh.
White kid, 38 years old, just by himself, walking around looking weird, doing weird shit. And at 2:30 in the morning, we'd finished playing, packing up, everything's ready to go, and the guy didn't have any money. He went to pay an $8 bar bill.
Yeah.
Bob, $8. Didn't have the money. The bartender, this chick, took his cell phone and took it off the bar and said, I'm going to keep your cell phone. You go home and find $8 and come back. Well, the guy went home across the street, the Galt Ocean Mile. Beautiful there, right?
Yeah.
Across the street from the highest real estate in Fort Lauderdale, right? Broward County.
Right.
The guy comes back with five knives tucked everywhere, comes back, puts a bogus check down, called her the C word.
Yeah.
My drummer's standing to the right, this regular, just a patron standing to the left, customer, who turned to him and said, hey, asshole, you know, you have to curse at her, just leave. Well, the lunatic turns, punches him in the face, knocks him down. My drummer says, listen, just, we'll pay your bill, just leave. The guy takes a knife out, whirls around, and slashes his throat.
Jesus.
And he was dead in 3 minutes. He hit the floor, shooting blood.
Right.
And
what a way to start the show.
Yeah,
thanks.
And then stabbed four other people. We all bum rushed the guy. He's stabbing people left and right.
So when's your first show there, Doug?
We're going to announce that the Wise Guys Comedy Show is coming to Fishtails.
No, but listen, that was an isolated incident. The guy was bipolar. 3 days before, he was throwing furniture out of his 18th floor window, smashing things in his place. He threw a chair and a lamp out of his window on his terrace. And the cops went up there. He had gone down the fire escape. Not the fire escape, the fire stairs, 18 floors down. And they never went back to talk to the guy. They just dropped the whole incident. 3 days later, he stabbed five people.
Usually a guy like that's hospitalized for 24 hours after something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, but that was definitely the fault of the police department, man. There's no question about it.
What, trees protesting in front of the house with all the broken wood on the floor?
Yeah, and had nothing. And so, God bless. I mean, and Fishtails, the food is fantastic.
Oh,
yeah.
The place is beautiful. They moved the stage. That stage in the middle used to be all the way on the left.
Yeah, it's great.
Against the wall. It's perfect.
Last night they had a guy, this guy, Paul, does Elvis impersonations.
Although, oh, really?
Although he thought it was Kramer.
He looked like Kramer from the side when they didn't go on.
Right.
And I knew what it was. He was far away. And he was in the shadow.
And there was another guy who was doing Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
Oh, they had those two guys.
But he did a very good
Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan.
Because he does it for the Fab Four when they go on tour.
Now, the Fab Four are probably the best Beatles impersonators around, right?
Yeah.
The Fab Faux Four or the Fab Faux?
No,
there's
Fab
a couple
Four.
Of them. Fab Four, yeah, they're a very good band.
Yeah. And he plays Ed Sullivan with them. Although when he left that night, he was dressed like one of the Blues Brothers. This guy must have a lot of shitload of gigs he does every night.
Yeah, I mean, he did look like one of the Blues Brothers. He looked like Dan Aykroyd a little bit, too.
Right.
And then he was playing...
Maybe it was Tomahawk.
The guy?
This guy had talent.
The guy with the glasses, Buddy Holly, he was playing him.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, he was just playing all kinds of stuff. People were into his
That is a big thing, this impersonation shit. When you, the celebrity impersonators,
they call them South Florida Legends, I guess, is a company where you can get these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, entertaining. He did some, kind of hacky jokes a little bit here and there, entertaining.
Yeah, but it was like, for that crowd, it was perfect, with the music.
And by the way, I'll say this. Now, you had mentioned to me, because actually Jim Florentine's going to be in town one of the first weeks.
Yeah.
Now, Jim, as much as I like Jim, he may not be the appropriate act, let's say, for that particular venue, especially the opening night.
If they're going to... promote it, like he said, like they're bringing in
that,
you know,
normal, that regular crowd.
Yeah, right. So you might want to go a little safer. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. You don't want a mixture of, because then you lose.
And then, you know, right. Here, how safe is this? We've already booked Hiram Caston.
Oh, that's
as
good.
The headliner.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. possibly with Sheba Mason, Jackie Mason's daughter from New York. That'll be the first show on the. I think that's going to be like the 12th or whatever it is.
Well, you know, he'll show up, Jackie Mason.
Yeah.
He lives.
See, that's Fort great. People
he lives
it.
At Fort Lauderdale. He would absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if he.
Up.
I think he still denies that it's his daughter and all that stuff. So I don't know if he's showing.
Oh,
up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is, but you know. But anyway, so that we're going to start doing it. We got two. We're going to do two shows in January.
Yeah.
We're going to pick those out, and you know that goes well. Then we'll probably go to weekly, which would be great because then it's Wednesday. Thursday, yeah,
right.
Little link on
Do
the
not
Wise
take
Guy
the
show.
First week in January. Avoid no. the first week.
Yeah, no, well, that's what we just did.
Okay.
You know, Jim's going to be here on the 6th, which is Wednesday.
Right.
You can't do that week. Yeah, definitely. You know, it's a stupid week. It is.
Right.
The start of
people room. Are spent out. You know, they're not going out that week. They're all.
So you think that Jim's not going to have any fans at Tavolino's on the 6th?
No, they would come out.
Yeah.
People will come. Because it's, you know, the Tavolino's, it's such a safe place. It's a built-in crowd. The food is great. There's always people at the bar. It's a Wednesday night. It's not, listen,
right.
Try it on a Monday, and I'd say no. On a Wednesday, sure.
Yeah.
Right, Bob?
Yeah, I would say so, you know?
Right. And absolutely.
You, and you're playing it safe by going in the middle of the month.
Right.
Definitely.
There's never.
Hey, by the way, let's say this. Tonight being Wednesday, Bob Levy's going to be at Tavolino's.
Yes.
So that's it, you know. Big show. Minda's going to be doing a guest spot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your host. Vince Taylor's your feature.
Vince Taylor, the quarterback?
And I just, you know, again, my favorite day of the week for dinner. I get to eat some eggplant parm.
Oh, they got the best food.
Eggplant parm.
Their food is great.
Yeah. You know,
really fucking
chicken
great.
Parm. You know, everybody loved it. Last week, Max Docelli loved it. He's, you know, being from Italy.
And he's Italian, of course.
Right.
He's from Italy. Right.
And the, you don't know if you saw, but Vic Di Benedetto was there.
Oh, excuse me. Vic who? Di Benedetto.
Yeah.
Say it right.
It was the best. What's the dessert? Not the, is it not the Neapolitan? The coffee type cake, you know, typical Italian dessert.
Panna cotta.
No.
If I heard the name, I'd know it. It's a weird name.
Like a cake. What's the type of Italian dessert that's normal? Like a... Pretty traditional Italian
dessert. Oh, like, the traditional Italian dessert would be...
Tiramisu.
That's it.
Oh, tiramisu.
That's it.
Thank you.
Oh.
I knew it.
I'm going to get a whole fucking dictation from this guy. Well, you know,
whipped
cream.
Well, in the 1700s, the Italians used to eat off goat's asses.
It wasn't dessert unless the goat got pissed.
Yeah.
I was thinking tortoni, spumoni.
Tiramisu. We couldn't
figure it out. That's what it is.
They said it was the best tiramisu they have ever eaten, so...
Yeah.
At Tavolino's, and they got the great. They got the almond.
Shaved,
they got the almond cookies. Mm, you know the. Those are the great with the white powder. You know the sugar.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, well, that's why they're so good.
There's still some on your chin.
Yeah. Can I have a straw with my cookie?
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
How'd you like your cookie in a bag, a little bag.
Yeah, in a little
Speaking
bag,
of New
please.
Year's resolution.
Anybody got my car keys?
Why is he snorting a cookie at the table?
It was always the funniest. Like sometimes he'd go to my friends, and my friend would try to be inconspicuous, and he'd go like, "I'm going to go to the bathroom," and he'd have to take his car keys.
Yeah,
like what are you
car
what,
keys?
What are you doing?
He's driving there.
Yeah,
he has like a chain thing of all keys, like Snyder from One Day at a Time. He's trying to sneak into the dual line.
You remember Snyder?
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, I was actually him for Halloween one time when I was a kid. People didn't know who the hell I was doing. I had a jean vest on and a pair of like you know jean pants and like a tool belt. Like who are you? I'm Snyder from One Day at a Time. Who the hell's that? That was Valerie Bertinelli was on that show.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And,
yeah.
You know, some of the first times you saw nice big round titties.
Yeah.
Right?
She grew up on that show.
Right.
Beautiful kid.
Became a woman.
And Mackenzie Phillips, she was that uglier
became
broad.
A junkie, Junkie, yeah.
She became a boy.
Yeah. I mean, her face just got more and more. She
destroyed.
Yeah.
You know, any kids that do drugs at a young age, they think, oh, okay, you're going to become. Listen, I think the first thing you should do is you should go to that website, Mugshots?
Yeah.
Like, you see the people, I mean.
The meth addicts.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to start doing drugs, just go on Mugshots and look at some of these fucking people. And people say, oh, that's because they're criminals. No, no, no. These are people that have abused. These are people that, you know, you age, you know?
You age, your teeth fall out, your hair turns gray.
You don't gray. You don't.
Your whole face sinks in.
Listen,
your skin gets fucked up.
Yeah.
You lose dance contest. Everything goes against you. Yeah. You know,
Dougie, you look terrible. Get off the shit.
Yeah. Well,
get off the grass, Dougie.
There's enough. No, actually, grass is good for your complexion.
Yeah.
Although,
yeah.
Hey, listen, I got to. Remember, you told me that this thing's going to go away. I told you I've always had this wart on my arm. And
yeah.
And then I haven't touched it. I haven't touched it. I talked to a client. He goes, I actually had this thing growth. And they took it off, and then they, I'm just like, fuck, now I got to go get this thing checked off. But he had cancer. They took it all off, though. You know, I mean,
oh boy,
Jesus Christ! What are we gonna, why don't we tell this drummer story again?
I know. Well,
what the fuck kind of day is
well,
this?
Listen, I'm sitting here talking, and you know, he's, you know,
let's compare.
But it's gonna go
here.
Away.
It hasn't.
Is it drying up a little?
I mean, it's drying up, but
just don't touch it. Stop it. Leave it alone. It's not a fucking cookie.
It's gonna spread.
Yeah.
It looks like a cookie. That's why I can't stop touching it.
Yeah,
that's
that's my father had the exact same thing.
Jesus.
Rest in peace.
He was also a drummer.
Yeah, exactly. Asked too many questions.
That's where it started, right there. You know, thing, man.
That's nuts. Anyway,
yeah, next time somebody calls a woman a cunt, you go, damn right, fella.
There you go. So, and by the way, we will be at Jacksonville this week on Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
I guess we have one show at 8 on Friday.
You guys go to Jayville today.
And not 8 and 10:30 on Saturday.
Yes.
And so come out. Don't forget to go to Comedy Club Jackson for this show, because I can tell you by that time, we're going to be ready to just dish it out.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be nuts.
It's going to be fun.
And, you know, talk to them. And, hey, call now. You know, don't wait. Don't make me and Bob look like goofs. You know, people.
Right. No, they'll be there.
There'll be a lot
pack
of people
the place.
There.
Pack the place, man.
Yeah, it's going to be that way. Hey, you know, we talked yesterday on the show about Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Right? And now you watched this, you said? Or?
I watched it, woke up early, and.
How long did it take you to come?
Saw that. No, I was, you know, it's really sad, man. I really.
Couldn't come?
I felt very sad for the guy.
Yeah.
Why? I mean,
because
you bring it on to yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the whole
thing.
It's like, you know, everybody feels bad. The guy, were you feeling bad for him a year ago when he was fucking banging porn stars?
No, I felt I was envious.
Yeah, okay. So I don't feel bad for him, you know?
Up on, yeah.
Hey, man, that's the way it happens.
Think about the difference, right, a year or two makes. Here's everybody thinking, oh, my God, I wish I could live like that.
Yeah.
I wish I could have a lifestyle like that. Now look at the guy.
Winning.
Well yeah, dying. The wild thing is, he's actually got a new show coming out, man. Did you hear about it?
What?
2.5 years?
Now, I will
I wrote
say this.
That.
Hold
I
on
did
a sec.
Write that last
Hold on.
Night.
No, I'm going to say this, okay?
What? You saw I posted that.
I saw you posted it on Facebook, but I saw it after.
Where?
Two things. He said it on our show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which aired this morning, but we obviously recorded the day before.
Yeah. See that?
Wow.
He's about 72 hours ahead.
Love that.
But my friend had a good one. 2.5 T-cells. Coming out with
a joke. A lot of Charlie Sheen jokes. But Charlie Sheen says he's HIV positive, has been extorted for $10 million.
What do you mean, extorted?
Over the diagnosis.
Well, some chick, one of the hookers, went into the bathroom, opened up his medicine cabinet, and she saw the HIV med, took a picture with her cell phone, and told him, guess what? I'm going to fucking release this. I can get, you know, millions for this from Star Magazine or something.
She probably still can.
And he was, well, not anymore, because that's why he came out and said, I'm HIV positive. And, you know, that's why yesterday's big announcement was so...
Yeah, during an interview with Matt Lauer on the Today Show, actor Charlie Sheen confirmed rumors that he is HIV positive and was diagnosed 4 years ago. He says he had been blackmailed for millions of dollars over the disease.
But if you had, like, AIDS medicine, I wouldn't keep it in, like, my cabinet in the bathroom.
Well, you wouldn't be banging hookers, you know, would you?
Probably. Yeah. You know, look, I mean...
hey, he's trying to come from, like, living in his shoes.
Okay.
No, but
there
listen,
you
know. The
That's
whole
true.
Thing is you would hide it somewhere, you know?
Right.
You don't want somebody...
Yeah,
I found your AIDS pills by accident. I was looking for a Q-tip.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to have it right there next to the hair gel.
You have it. I was looking for toothpaste, and I found fucking AIDS medicine.
Yeah,
and what if some chick says, "Listen, I want you to blow a load in me, You know, I wouldn't. You can take the condom off. I don't like. You know.
What about
you're
what
Charlie Sheen? You know, I'm cool with it.
Charlie Sheen's like, yeah, that's what I want. An illegitimate kid.
No, that's okay. I'm gonna wear the condom. You'd be insulted, wouldn't you, if you were a hooker? Did I get insulted?
Insulted? How can I?
He wants to. Listen. He wants to know what it's like to be a hooker.
Do they get insulted when you
want to come inside them?
No, when you say to them, no, I'm wearing nine condoms.
No, I don't think hookers want you to come inside them.
Yeah, I don't think.
Or on their face, where? What if they say, shoot a load in my head?
Then they go home looking like fucking fucking ice cream.
Yeah,
that's why she went in the shower. She went in the bathroom to take a shower and opened his medicine cabinet. To look for,
that's a long way to go down that one, Mr. Leonard.
I don't know. To look for drugs.
Charlie Sheen confirmed on Tuesday that he is HIV positive and was rumored recent days by an onslaught of tabloid stories. It says here that he's going public with the illness for multiple reasons, including that he has been blackmailed for upwards of $10 million since he was diagnosed 4 years ago. He hired prostitutes over the years, some of whom turned around and extorted him over the diagnosis. Go figure, a prostitute's not going to be ethical.
Imagine if you're a prostitute, you open up somebody's thing and you see a fucking AIDS be gone medicine.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? You should put something in there too. It's like, you know, vampire, you know, anti-vampire venom. You know, you should put all kinds of shit. If you're going to, might as well put it in there.
Right.
You know, I mean, listen, you're right. I mean, if that happened to be me, I would have been, you know, listen, this one goes in a chest near the bed.
Yeah,
the
it's not something you just leave around your house, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe there's a special cabinet for that.
Your mother-in-law finds, you know. Yeah. Chuck, you got AIDS. I didn't know that.
I remember for a little while when my wife and I split up a little bit, and I moved out of the apartment and moved in with my mom and dad, my brother's old room, and my mother would go, you know, of course, I'd leave the house. She'd find my pipe. Yeah, my weed pipe. I'm like 30-something years old or whatever the fuck I was. And
Douglas!
Like, get over here! You know, my brother laughed. He said to my brother, he's like, Doug is smoking pot. I'm like, Mom, Doug's fucking man. He's 30-something years old.
We have a grown man living in our house now.
Yeah.
Leave his things alone.
Yeah. Exactly. Stop touching my shit, Ma.
Did they find
you? I'm
going to
kick you out of my condo.
Did she find your copy of Big Tits Mag?
No, I didn't have. I like floppy labias. You remember that one?
Oh,
yeah. Anyway, no one reads magazines anymore. It's the digital age.
Well, this is when you were 30. You said,
no. Well,
they didn't have cell phones then.
I think they had the cell phones back then.
Barely.
Yeah,
they were the size of like those.
You think he had time to pack that everything and get out of there? You know.
Well, she was throwing rocks and shit at him. You know, you ever get hit the back of him with a rock? I bet he has, man. There's no question about it.
I'm about to hit you with a fucking walk.
Sounds like the thing Zeppelin had, you know, that big fucking thing with
you. Yeah. There you go.
There you go. Look at the way Doug gets out of it. Exactly.
She has hit him with a walk, see?
No, I was a good kid. I never get, but my brothers, I've seen my mom throw like ceramic ashtrays at my brother. Because my brother, we all took martial arts, so my mother would go to hit my brother would be blocking it. My mother would get pissed. And she'd pick up, like, every Spanish family has like a bowl, like some sort of figurine where there's like a bullfighter and a bull that they put on a coffee, you know, table or something, and the ceramic ones,
right,
the wooden
next to
ones,
Jesus with the blood marks on his hands and shit,
and you know, and the ashtray of Spain and Gibraltar, so and the Mexican hat, we had the Mexican hat somewhere in the house.
Did you have the felt drawing of like the five fucking dogs playing poker?
No,
I'll bet you did.
Listen, we were Hispanic. You douchebag. What? We weren't a fucking, you know, from. So, so my mother would grab. None of the bulls would ever have the horns. Because my mother would end up throwing a break in the, you know what I mean? Throwing a break in the fucking. They were hornless bulls. Wow. You know, so there you go.
But they were cows then.
Yeah, they exactly. I didn't know Spain.
Hornless bulls, right?
He's the running of the cows.
Your mother threw a cow at you. Your mother kept cow's heads in the fucking
next
house.
Next year in Pamplona, it's the running of the cows.
Man.
That's why nobody gets hurt.
Yeah. They let all the fat, ugly girls out.
You know,
they
you
let
try
run
do,
after the spin.
You try to milk them while they're moving. While they're running, you have little fucking Mexicans trying to milk them. Little buckets.
He loves little people.
Yeah, he does. He gets all excited.
He'll get Eldrin out there.
Yeah.
Get Elroy out
there. We'll dress Eldrin as a little Mexican guy and make him try to milk a running cow.
He's close. He speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, okay.
Close enough.
Yeah, there you go. The running of the bulls.
So basically, How did this go from Charlie Sheen?
I don't know because this is my co-host train wreck over here that decides to derail everything.
Well, this
all the
is much
time.
More fun than hearing about a guy dying.
Well, you know.
Go ahead, so what happens now? Is his asshole plugged up? What's going
to
happen?
What's going to happen? He's not allowed to. Well, he
like you said, the one person mentioned that he had actually wanted to take a photo of it. The antitrovial HIV medication. Mm-hmm. He had in his bathroom.
Wouldn't you scrape the label off it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like juju beads.
Yeah.
You put a Reese's cup on it.
No, be wild. You take the medicine out, put M&Ms in the thing. It exchanges pills for M&Ms.
What people forget that's money they're taking from my children, Sheen told Lauer. They think it's just
as
me.
As he fucked the whore.
Yeah. But I've got 5 kids and a granddaughter.
Mm.
I released myself from this prison today.
And the granddaughter is also his kid. So.
Sheen said depression over his condition led him to drug and alcohol use, making a lot of bad decisions that resulted in hiring more prostitutes who could blackmail him. Anyway,
instead of hiring the same ones that already said, I'm going to blackmail you.
He told Lauer that he led with condoms and honesty with all his sexual partners, and he couldn't be farther from the truth.
That was the top-selling duo, by the way, condoms and honesty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great single.
That he threatened the health of many others.
Heard that, man?
I seen a thing that he wasn't going to tell all his lovers. Like, it's fucking Charlie Sheen. You know if you fuck Charlie Sheen.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Go, wait a minute, was that Charlie Sheen? Or
yeah.
Was that,
it's like Bill, all the bros coming out from Bill Cosby. I mean, 50 fucking women coming out.
They would have wished they were in a room with Bill Cosby instead of
Charlie
Sheen.
I wish Bill would have slipped me this instead of fucking that guy.
Now, how many lawsuits are there?
Oh, yeah. He's going to have tons of lawsuits. You know what I mean? It's going to be a fucking pussy parade.
Well, if he can, you know, here's the thing. Do you think he was that protective? I would imagine.
He didn't tell nobody. Come on.
No, he didn't tell anybody that he had AIDS, but he... Yeah, but the question is, you think he's going to take the time to put one on?
Listen, when you have
you think
cop?
He was that? I mean, if you know you have AIDS, mm-hmm.
I'd wake up and put one on, just like, he's Charlie Sheen. He'd probably pull one on, Bob, and you
wake
up, right?
Yeah, I mean, he'd probably put it on, but still, you know that you have it. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
To know you have it and not tell anybody, that's mm-hmm. wrong.
Right.
So no matter what,
first
he's going to lose.
Oh, guess what? That's a crime, by the way.
Yeah, it's a deadly weapon, basically.
That is a crime.
Yeah.
You're saying even if you say I used all the safe sex.
It doesn't matter. You're supposed to tell people. You know what I mean? You can't just run around with AIDS. You know what I mean?
You have to disclose it. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Right. Let's look that up.
I don't have AIDS license plate, or bumper sticker on your car.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It is. It basically, any kind of disease like that,
Yeah.
He said it's impossible that he transmitted the disease to anyone else. Sheen said that he had unprotected sex with 2 partners, but both were warned ahead of time and under a doctor's care.
So there was a doctor in the room with a fucking clipboard. Get the fuck out of here.
Open up and say,
Yeah.
Sheen confirmed that before sexual activity, he told all of his partners that he is HIV positive. So he said that he told them.
So how come nobody ever said, come on, who's going to fuck somebody with, it doesn't matter who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to fuck somebody that has AIDS? Come on.
Says here that he has no idea how he contracted the virus.
No.
Rumors about the actor's health recently emerged in a tabloid press in place like Radar Online. NBC announced his appearance on the Today Show on Monday. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Any rate, as a married man, I haven't worried about AIDS in a long time.
Okay. I have the information. Would you like it?
Yes.
30 out of 50 states in the U.S. have prosecuted HIV-positive individuals while engaging in sexual intercourse is not committing a crime. But not disclosing it, disclosure of HIV status is a crime in 30 mm-hmm. states.
See? 30 states.
Now, here's Charlie Sheen right here. Has Charlie Sheen committed a crime not revealing his HIV status to partners? Well, Charlie Sheen has made his appearance on Today with his doctor and Matt Lauer to discuss his HIV status.
It's a story I'm fucking doing here, Bill.
Same thing? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a story.
Oh, but he said, but does yours say he committed a crime at the
time? In terms of legal repercussions.
Beg your pardon.
Now, Sheen acknowledges he's expecting to face a barrage of lawsuits.
A barrage?
Fucking... Yeah, 457.
Given how sexually active he's been over the last 4 years.
Jesus.
Lauer noted that 35 states have laws that say people infected with HIV must disclose that fact to their sexual partners, or they can be charged with a crime.
Shit.
Can you pass the popcorn? I got AIDS.
This is completely understand. I completely respect that, but having divulged it, the reason I am the mess that I am. Now, like you said, if he divulged it, why are they, oh, well, why am I scared? Why am I surprised I found your medication?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So.
That's fucked up. Yeah. Poor bastard.
How'd you like to get that phone call? You know, you ever get one of those phone calls from a chick? Hey, I think you need to check. Just get something checked. Do you ever have the clap, Bob? Do you ever have the little? You never caught the drip or anything like that?
No.
You ever did?
No, I got crabs once from a chick, and I gave somebody else the crabs from that other chick. But I've gotten the phone call with the, hey, by the way, the rabbit died. You know, the little fucking.
Oh, the pregnancy thing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right, well, we're talking about STDs here.
Well, that's close enough when you're when you're 19 and
that's a scary thing.
And your girlfriend's name is Stacy Teresa Delamonte. That's an STD yeah. right there, pal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that was her fucking name. That was her name.
Yeah, but a rabbit died. You're sorry to hear that. And just get another one.
I see, you got the wrong number.
Hang
you
up.
Got the wrong number.
The fuck do I care about your rabbit?
No habla inglés.
Yeah.
I don't like magic.
I guess you'll have extra carrots around the house.
Yes. Yeah. Go fuck yourself with one.
Yeah. That was rampant. Like my friend Rick, the guy I told you I used to hang out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Rick, like, the dick.
Yeah, well, the guy, he was funny. He's like, every one time he was banging this chick in Cleveland, like a heavy Spanish chick. We were hanging out, and I would get pissed because here we are hanging out. Next thing you know, the guy's banging. I'm sitting there derp blowing on myself. So anyway, so a few days, like a month later, he's like, I said, dude, you're still with that girl? And she was a pig, you know? It's almost like the same thing with Arnold Schwarzenegger with that maid. It was like, you get all these hot chicks, you get these models, these Russian chicks, and here you are with this fucking, and he goes, that fucking bitch, she says she's pregnant.
You can't
I had
tell.
To give her $400. Yeah, exactly. That's
you
what
can't
I said.
Tell.
I
go, how you can't gonna, tell, man.
How are you going to tell if she's pregnant?
Right.
You'd rather pay for it than her saying that you fucked her.
Yeah.
That was blackmail money. I tell everybody, you slept with me.
No. You know, it's like sometimes, now, there were chicks that I knew that made that a living where they'd tell four guys they got knocked up and take $300 or $400 from each of them.
$1,200 a week.
You go to Bloomingdale's.
Tax free, you know what I'm talking about?
You go to
Under
Bloomingdale's.
The table, right. Between my legs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
My fucking mother of mine.
She's still alive, huh?
She doesn't know it, but she is, yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
My mother's 92, Bob. The last time I saw her, the first time I walked in the room and looked at her, she looks up at me. She's in a wheelchair. She goes, do you know that I pee in bed? That's the first thing she said, you know? And I said, and I had just, honest to God, peed in bed for the first time in my life, in 40 years, 50 years.
Well, why?
A couple,
Why did you pee in bed?
Well, I had surgery and I was on medication. I was whacked out. Mm-hmm. In the hospital, I peed, you know.
So I said,
yeah, I'd be in bed. You know, I peed in bed all week. You know, what
so you had something to talk about all weekend.
Exactly.
You know?
No, but she's out of her mind.
You ever shit yourself? Sure. come on. Let's go do it together. Yeah. Let's make a weekend out of it.
Yeah. Go get your Haitian. She'll wipe both of us.
Family bonding.
Come on. Let's do some pottery with our turds.
Yeah. Here's my sculptor.
She does. She actually
Let's make an ashtray so Doug's mother can throw it at him.
Yeah.
Let's make some boodles with horns.
Without horns.
Yeah, well, we'll break horns. Them anyway.
Yeah.
How could Dookie stick? Hey, right. So, listen, I don't know. He's going to get sued. I mean, do you think that's when he flipped out? I mean, that's when, because didn't that coincide with the whole thing with...
Yeah, just about. So, it was definitely waiting on his mind, and he figured maybe all these drugs and alcohol will make it go away, you know?
Maybe he's trying to kill
himself.
Like,
think about that. Like, in other words, like, this is when he made this major, he fucking flipped out and lost the show. It was like, how can you fuck up and go crazy? Now, could you imagine somebody telling you that?
Your mind does what it wants to do in a certain...
It's like somebody tells you you have cancer. You know, you've been told you have cancer. You've had it. So
twice,
when you were told that, did you automatically,
I kicked the doctor in the balls the first time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then I kissed them to make up. So I didn't have to go to another doctor and pay another visit. Yeah,
exactly. Another copay.
You know, it's really funny. You don't hear anything after they say you've got cancer. He kept talking, and I heard nothing. It was like you get that flush feeling.
Oh, can you imagine?
The blood rushes to your head.
You know how you can never get told you got cancer? Don't go to the doctor.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
You never get bad news.
I think
that
if you never go to the doctor, you'll never get any. You know,
never get sick.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm worried about with this thing on my arm.
Oh, fucking! They're gonna cut your fucking arm off.
I was
gonna
get a razor and just fucking do it.
No, you can't do that. That's what you can't do. You can't.
Oh no, that's very bad.
Let me see it. That's nothing,
Bob. I'm gonna show you something. Look.
It's like a wart, right?
Dude, it's nothing. I had something here. It's gone. Look.
Yeah, I had the same thing. Look.
What is he taking off his hand?
He's
looking.
He's got the same thing on my shoulder. Look.
Look at this.
Oh, look at that scar there.
That's what I had. That's what I had in the middle of my shoulder.
Some girl was banging him and ripped and got.
Oh, you the second drummer?
You want to hear a great story, man?
Not really.
It's great.
I think we all said no.
You came to Meatball Room and did a broadcast with me.
Yeah. The club that fucked me. I remember that. So one night, meatballs.
One night. So I picked up this.
Are they still open, by the way?
Yeah.
Barely. I picked up this chick who looked like Cesar Romero at the bar.
At the bar.
I took her home.
Those are the kind of women you're going to find there, not at, you're going to see tonight
at Tavolino's. Oh, there's hot bras at Tavolino's.
Yeah, because you know why? There's real authentic Italian food there.
Listen to me.
You're not getting Mama DiGiorno's.
Do yourself a favor.
Shop right over there.
Forget the shit go in your pocket. Forget the stuff that Dougie's going to eat pasta because that's his MO. Do yourself a favor. Get the shrimp oreganata over some spinach. You would love it. Trust me, delicious. Anyway,
it's like that thing on your arm, Doug. It's to die for.
Yeah. Anyway. So I take this chick home, bring her back to my house. I'm pounding her. Well, she's going wild, screaming, yelling.
Are you sure it was you fucking her then?
I swear to God. So she's
trying to get out.
She's
Quaalude wore off.
I Cosby'd her. She's scraping her nails. She ripped open a beauty mark on my shoulder. And you know. I'm bleeding for 2 days. I finally go to a doctor. They whack it off, send it out.
They whack you off?
Third stage melanoma. Third stage. I could have another 6 months.
She saved your life.
She saved, absolutely, man.
She saved your fucking life.
My cock, thank God I have such a big, thick cock.
Yeah, well, it's the size of a mole.
Well,
I was
at it. He's also fucking her in the
doesn't
ass.
Doesn't matter how big
I missed
your
her
was.
Pussy. I jammed her ass. That's
just go ahead. Run to the finish line. I fucked her in the ass.
I didn't thought.
Any rate. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Had a great day.
Special guest is here, the Reverend Bob Levy. I was going to call you Robert.
Yeah.
Did anybody still call you Robert?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You know where they are now?
Hey, we'll be right back after this.
Yeah.
This is Julie Baez, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Do I sound horny to you?
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Welcome back. Meal on the Fresher here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I feel like my arm's going to be cut off because of skin cancer.
Welcome back
to the show. And joining me today, my co-host, Mr. Peter Leonard.
I feel like I'm looking at you for the last time. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Yeah. And Bob Levy's here.
Could be the Wake Up Late with Bob show soon. That thing keeps growing.
I already got my show.
I know, but you could. Wouldn't you rather be living in his room with his wife, the dogs? He'll be dead, you know. South Florida. You don't like it here?
I like Jersey.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm going to call you January 19th to see how much you like Jersey.
I'll love it.
When it's 18 degrees. Yeah. Fuck.
I won't be outside in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not a 12-year-old.
You have to go from here to there, though, sometimes.
Tell me when dinner's ready.
I get in the car and go.
Yeah.
I walk fucking 10 feet.
Yeah.
When I get to the place, I walk another 10 feet. I'm not building snowmen.
Right. Well.
All right.
I had enough of it. Growing up in Manhattan.
I mean, how many days do you actually have to shovel it? Like, how many days do you think it's that bad?
I don't.
You actually,
fucking, I let it melt. Hey, look, I got a little driveway.
Well, some people have to leave the house.
I have a driveway, and then I have a little walkway that comes up, and I just go through the middle of it, and you go, well, it's like 10 feet, you know, 15 feet to the... And then they come, the guy got a bulldozer next door, he takes it.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you got neighbors in it, it's helpful.
Well, yeah, what do you think, I do stuff myself?
I was going to say, guy? You know.
Please.
The Jew, man.
Yeah.
Until he bought a house, he thought Black & Decker was a law firm, right?
The what?
I said, until you bought a house, you thought Black & Decker was a law firm.
How come you weren't playing the drums that night?
I should have been.
At any rate, by the way, speaking of...
At any rate,
shut the fuck up.
That just sucked. That's like,
yeah, it's like whatever.
Yeah.
Like start, when somebody says whatever to you, whatever.
Let's just play the music again. Start the show
start
again.
Start it all By the way, don't forget tonight, Tavolino's Wise Guys Comedy Show. Bob Levy is your headliner. So
and
for the price of $10,
you can,
that's all it costs.
That's it?
$10.
Fuck
come see
up.
You.
I feel like a fucking $2 whore.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
People pay at least $20 to see me.
Right.
Yeah. How lucky to be there and get that food,
and did you
too?
Find out from the Comedy Club of Jacksonville how much it's going to cost? How much is it? $15 or something like that, tickets?
I don't know.
We got a special for veterans, right,
two for
in Jacksonville.
One.
Two for one. If you're a veteran, 2-for-1 special.
If you're a military, anything.
Any in-service veteran, come
whatever
to the show.
Whatever you are, just show your ID. Two for one.
Yeah, exactly. So,
what if you don't have the funding money? When ISIS is coming to the show, $15. Show your ISIS badge. You get it for.
Wow.
Stop trying so hard.
If we dropped him over there with a joke book, I think they would take their own fucking lives.
Yeah.
This is the only way we can get rid of ISIS. We found out.
Yeah, we sent Peter Leonard over there, and they all jumped into the ocean.
No, please, don't.
No more of his joke. It's killing me. I can't take it.
I'll blow myself up.
I'd rather be married to 18 pains in the asses.
Early talks about is his mother piss in bed.
Yes. Oh, he pees in bed. I don't have bed, but I don't pee in it. I have a rock.
Hey.
I never piss on my rock.
Iraq, Iran.
I piss Iran. I don't piss on Iraq.
I'd go there for one fucking reason. I'd ask them, how the fuck do they get their sheets so white, their clothes? How do they stay
Here's
so,
the thing. I
how do they stay so clean, man?
They don't.
They don't. They're
filthy?
Well, if you're like in Dubai, which is like multi-billionaire, you know, everything seems to be pretty clean there. It's different. I thought it'd be great if, you know, where this country really wanted to stand up, members of the KKK, right? And you got all the Black Panthers together. You put them on a bunch of different cargo ships,
right?
And you said, "Look, this is the, you guys want to fucking be pissed? Let's do this together."
What about everybody on death row and shit? And
said, send all the prisoners over.
Yeah, anybody,
so let them do something good.
Right. Anybody with a 20.
This is your
20...
this is your chance to pay back society.
Yeah.
If you guys make it to the other side,
I've been saying that for fucking years.
You make it to the other side. Great, you guys you'll be granted amnesty, and you'll live free.
You'll be living over there, but you'll be free.
Behind the wall,
right.
That me and Trump are building.
You'll be playing in sand.
I can't have that guy in my place. He's a loser. Anyway, so you're really up with Trump. You think you're gonna vote for him if it came down to it?
It's too cold to go out and vote, and so I don't go out. Because I'm from Jersey.
Got to call the neighbor.
Can you go vote for me? Here's my license.
I give you proxy.
I know it's funny. You can pay your income taxes on a computer, you can, you know, do all your banking on a computer. You can't vote on your fucking computer.
That's because somebody will find a way to fucking
But they did it here without that. They did missing Chads when they elected your Bush for the second time. That was a rigged election.
Yeah, you fuck up. Every time you have the old-fashioned ballots, I guess.
Jeb Bush did that shit.
A lot of people didn't. I had a client that actually had worked for the company where they had the computer ballots, when that came in and all this stuff. And with all the training, he's like, oh, my God, you ought to be there when we try to train these people. And, it's you know what I'm saying?
They're morons.
It's like trying to train a jockey how to dunk a ball. It's impossible.
Right.
I think everybody's, listen, that was pretty despicable, the voting here in Florida. And was it suspicious that the governor of the state being Jeb Bush at the time and George W. or George, what was his name?
Got his brother.
Little questionable there. Remember how it was weird? Because what's his name? Was it Gore? The time he was running?
Yeah.
Gore thought he won.
Leslie Gore.
Right? Al Gore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
He thought it was it. He thought it was all set up. And like, hold on.
Yeah, it was like another Dewey versus Truman.
Wins. We had to wait like two months, right? I'm pretty sure. It was like a long wait. It was like a pretty long wait.
It was a while.
Yeah.
They
recounted him by hand or some shit.
Yeah.
The fucking state of Florida.
We look so fucking good to other countries. Fucking
right,
they shit in a hole in the ground and we can't even fucking get the votes right.
Yeah,
really.
Hey, we were talking about Charlie Sheen before.
Is he dead?
Not yet.
This just in?
No. But he was known to date Bree Olsen.
Wow. Oh, Bree Olsen. She one of the Olsen twins.
I'm gonna call you fucking Captain.
I don't know who that is.
Can I get a fucking sentence in?
I'm asking you a question.
Well, you could maybe wait for more information to come out of my mouth before you start fucking get so interrogative.
Well, I thought you just got a call from
Charlie Sheen's ex girlfriend Bree Olsen.
She's a
porn star.
Porn star.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Reveals HIV test on Howard Stern, the former porn star and ex girlfriend of
today.
I believe so. Bree Olsen revealed the results of her own HIV test. She said she used a piece of bologna and a piece of bread to tell, which she immediately had done after finding out Sheen was HIV positive. Olsen was a guest on the Stern Show, and she was very vocal about her time with Sheen and how many times they engaged in sexual activity.
Six times a day.
She told Stern that she had no idea Sheen had HIV positive until she learned about it just recently.
You see, that's what I'm saying. He wasn't telling people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, she'll be suing him.
Revealing that Sheen would be making the announcement on the Today Show, Olsen tweeted that she would be attending the Howard Stern Show and used the hashtag free me of this. I would have thought of something better. Olsen is a former adult actress.
My cunt is clean.com or something.
Yeah.
it's
okay to lick it. But according to her Facebook page, she is pursuing a mainstream Hollywood career.
That's always funny.
Ask how Tracy Lords did.
Yeah. She did a bunch of Married with Children with Peter Fogle.
Right. That was it. Here at Howard, her tweet was here at Howard Stern. Let's see this straight, free me of this, Bree Olsen. Sheen did appear on the Today Show, blah, blah, blah. We heard about that. I trusted him, Olsen said. Yeah, well,
I still have no idea if she has AIDS or not. She's clean.
Look, it could come up maybe in another year or
so. Right, exactly. She's got
to
get tested.
What they used to say back in the day, you had to wait 7 years. It could take up to 7 years to manifest.
Yeah, you know, so look.
Yeah, look at your arm. You didn't have that 7 years ago, did you?
Yeah, because everybody knows AIDS is like a wart on your forearm.
When did you get your AIDS on?
Yeah, I stuck it up Peter's ass.
Yeah, you do.
Where's your ventriloquist ass?
If you'd stop,
from 1972.
If you'd stop golfing into the rough, you know? He's always golfing into the rough.
She said, I trusted him, Olsen, explaining that the two did use protection when they had sex, but that Sheen insisted on using lambskin condoms. Rather than latex condoms.
It would be...
They have wool around the lambskin. The whole... They use the...
No, what would be
it's
the
a lot warmer thing? While you're fucking.
No, like, what...
I don't know if there is...
Latex versus lamb?
They're like more real feel, so they sometimes have not as an effect. The condoms say 99.9%. I think this is 99.7%. Yeah, I don't know.
That still has spermicide on it. I mean, that's...
And it's a different radio signal.
I don't know what
the other one.
Yeah, right.
How come your dick is playing jazz?
It comes in Spanish, right? Some Latin fucking.
How come you're fucking me in subtitles? blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I trust him. It said lambskin condoms rather than latex condoms, according to the show. He never said anything ever. Olsen continued in the interview. I'm clean, he told me. Olsen does not believe that Sheen valued her life, but did reveal that she is negative for HIV.
Oh, right God. Now.
Yeah, as of now. So hurry up, guys. Well, actually, it wouldn't matter because I guess even if she's not showing it, she could still carry it and still transmit it, right?
Yeah.
That's the danger period. No. I mean, think about
it's not
that.
Not measles, man.
Again, we talked about this yesterday. How many guys, they're going to be at a club. Brie Olsen's going to be there. They're going to be like, I don't know if I want to,
You know, the other dancers will be cleaning the pole really good. You know what I mean? Fucking Windex, fucking.
Right.
Can I feature before Brie?
Yeah. Let her go.
Hey, get on the pole. Fuck you.
They hand her a toilet seat when she walks in. You have your own toilet seat here.
That's funny. Anyway, I don't know. I mean, that is pretty scary. Have you ever been in a situation where you got this weird vibe and you just stop what you're doing and that you think maybe something may be wrong?
I meant
when you were the chick. You ever, like, all of a sudden, there's been at least two or three occasions in my past where I there would be no reason for it. In other words, these were hot, you know what I mean? Like, I think I told the story one time a long time. I was with a buddy of mine. She had, like, this apartment on the side of a house, and I went there, and my buddy was in the car waiting for me, and I'm like, this is awesome, you know? Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, I just went, this ain't happening.
You saw her cock.
No, yeah, exactly.
When her
balls hit me in the jaw, I was like, "Well, this is not a good."
Yeah,
I just got up from it. I walked away.
I've had that when I've unsnapped a pair of jeans on a broad that was extremely hot, and I unzipped her, and that waft hit me coming up, and I said, "Look what time it is!" And I said,
Like a bad stinking snatch that just pushed you away?
Well, yeah, it's called low tide.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is that the expression?
No, basically.
It's low tide? Hey, honey, it's low tide.
It's not a good time to go fishing, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I always go when the tide's on its way in.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. So you learned something here.
Mm-hmm.
On the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
That's right. Hey, by the way, you'll be here.
Brought to you by Vagisil.
You'll be glad to hear this, Bob.
What?
I pulled this up especially for you today on the show. How coffee can help you live longer.
Right?
A lot of people talking that coffee's not good for you too much.
Nothing's good for you, then it's good for you, then it's not good for you, then it's good for you. Go fuck yourself. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to drink coffee while I eat a fucking... live cow. I don't give a shit.
Brie Olsen's ass.
Ten years ago, all these chicken.
Eggs are bad for you. This is bad for you.
And then burgers, red meat. Now what's the hottest thing out there? Burgers. There's a thousand fucking burger joints. People are eating red meat like crazy. Right?
I'm going to eat fucking grass like these other people. What I mean? You can't live on grass.
Lettuce. Fuck
you.
You eat any fish? You eat fish?
Yeah, I'll eat fish.
Yeah. Do you have it cooked often? I don't eat like fish sticks. You ever like fish?
Yeah, like fucking. I don't have to. You get tuna, you don't have to cook it that long.
I know, but
just fucking little slap. It's
right,
ready.
Exactly. Right.
Yep.
A new study published in the journal Circulation found that regular coffee drinkers who drank less than 5 cups of coffee in a given day have a lower risk of dying early from a number of different causes.
Wait a second.
You can't die in your sleep.
Yeah. Right.
That's one thing.
Five. Hold on. They say that you shouldn't drink more than 5, or you have to drink 4. I didn't follow that.
Well, perhaps you were too busy thinking about what you wanted to say and interrupt.
No, I just,
where can I jump in?
If you spoke English, try it again.
A new study published in the journal Circulation.
Can you play Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters?
Yeah. Found that regular coffee drinkers, people who drank less than 5 cups of coffee in a given day.
Yeah.
You want me to repeat it again?
No, I got
you. So regular coffee drinkers, people that don't drink more than 5 coffees, but they don't.
Fuck, drinks there's 5 cups.
Go ahead. This guy probably drinks more than
I don't drink. I reheat. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's a lot of back and forth.
Got it.
All right. There's a difference.
That doesn't necessarily mean that coffee is the answer to longevity, but the researchers found
they're full of shit.
That those who drank coffee on a regular basis had a lower risk of dying during the sturdy 30-year following up. from problems such as heart disease,
it's all
diabetes,
right,
brain conditions, and suicide. I don't think anybody who enjoys coffee would commit suicide.
Yeah. And when you run out, you sure do. If you're drinking 5 cups of coffee a day and you run out, you're going to kill yourself.
These people get money for tests that fucking actually waste money on these tests. Everybody just fucking just live and fucking help out people that need the fucking money.
You know what I thought was interesting? We had a story here not too long ago where there was a French doctor that got €500,000 to do a study on women's breasts.
You could pay me 20 grand.
Yeah, I'm like, the first test is the motorboat test. The next test is how well my penis fits between your boobs test. You know? I mean, but the test was about whether a bra actually strengthens a woman's boobs. Because, you know, and the test ended up finding out that women who don't wear bras, their breasts stay firmer. Because they're, you know, because the muscle is, you know, if they're in a bra, they're
women
in a,
who don't wear a bra don't need a bra. Okay, if you're at 36C and you don't wear a bra, guess what? Unless they're fake, they're gonna be down here, in the middle of your stomach, and you know, if you're in your 30s to your 40s to your 50s, I worked at Vanity Fair, they're gonna be down to your knees. You don't wear a bra.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You think it's just gonna keep stretching?
If you're at 34B and you don't wear a bra, you have no problem. Your tits are going to stay exactly where they were. Right, Bob?
Yeah, I would say so.
Right?
This coffee study, this researcher studied several large groups of people, totaling 208,000 men and women. They asked the volunteers about their coffee drinking habits. Every 4 years, for the 3 decades, the connection between coffee consumption and lower death risk was even more pronounced among people who never smoked.
Oh, who cares? You see, don't mix it. You fucking stop with the test already.
Now you're putting smoking in there.
Yeah.
Now let's add cigars. Let's try a pipe, and then we'll
researchers admit
else.
That.
And if you watch 2.5 Men more than 3 times a week,
right. Yeah, the researchers admit that none of them had sex with Charlie Sheen, but they argue the link deserves more to research. Now, here's the thing. Think about this fucking study. They said the study was done over 2 decades, and this is the result they come from.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? You know what I mean? You're going to spend 20 years over something?
They spend millions of dollars on this bullshit, you know, for no reason.
Exactly. And
the conclusion is fucking whatever.
Listen, after 20 years, you're going to kill yourself if you be part of a study, right?
Yeah.
No wonder you're committing suicide.
Mm.
20 years to figure this shit out?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'd kill myself, too.
It's amazing. Here's another story.
What is it?
I think Peter Leonard brought this one in. A woman battered her boyfriend over sex position dispute.
Yeah.
45-year-old Florida woman was arrested Saturday evening.
Put breadcrumbs on him?
Yeah, following a bizarre series of events that began with a trip to a storage unit with her ex-husband, with whom she recently reunited. According to cops, Looper and Michael Vaccaro, who were married for 12 years, drove together to retrieve some of the belongings from their storage unit in Bradenton, Florida. Now, Bradenton, Florida is the same place where that couple, the sexy couple, got in trouble for fucking on the beach.
Oh, right.
Remember the older dude, like in his 30s, and he was banging that 20-year-old chick?
Mm-hmm. That was recent.
And it was on during the middle of the day, and she was riding him on the beach.
Hey, man,
and he ended up going to jail and shit.
Well, it was a nice day. Well, because he didn't let her come.
Mm.
That's why they arrested him.
While parked in the rear of the facility, Looper got undressed and asked Vaccaro if he wanted to have sexual intercourse. I'm sure he probably used a more, you know, sexy expression. You want to fuck?
Shove it in me.
You want to fuck next to this old lamp?
Police reporter Vaccaro agreed, told Looper to lay down, but Looper, a court filing notes, quote, did not want to have sexual intercourse in that position and stated no. Mm. It is unclear where the pair was planning to tryst or the position that was rejected by Looper. During a subsequent argument, Looper allegedly struck Vaccaro, 51, in the head with a thrown object.
It was a bull without the horns.
Yeah. As Vaccaro sought to remove some of his belongings from the car's rear seat, Looper allegedly accelerated the auto with Vaccaro still halfway inside the vehicle as Vaccaro pulled out of the vehicle. When cops arrived at the scene, Vaccaro was bleeding from the head wound and had blue balls.
Funny.
His right foot appeared to be swelling after being contacted by the police. Looper returned to the vicinity of the storage facility She was unable to explain Vaccaro's injuries.
She ran over his foot.
Yeah. Noted police who added that she stated Vaccaro wanted to have sex with her.
And the guy from storage was booked for $450.
And this is the woman. This is Vaccaro.
Oh, my God. She looks...
Oh, she's a beauty. You know what she said to the cop? He wanted me in the worst way, in the ass.
So fucking...
We've been married for so long.
Seen above, Looper, who works as a housekeeper, was arrested for domestic battery. She was booked into the jail under a misdemeanor charge and released from custody yesterday after posting $750 bond.
After blowing the guard. After sucking the guard.
She does look like the chick who let those other prisoners out, right?
Yeah.
She has that same look.
In my alma mater.
Look at that lady.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't she look like a dude?
Yeah, she does. She has that look.
There was nothing about the positions. He wanted the lights off. She wanted the lights on.
Right. Yeah.
There was nothing to do with the position.
Exactly.
Listen, I didn't give a fuck with position. I wanted the lights off. She wanted them on.
What
fuck
position
that.
You want to be in? I want to be in St. Louis.
Yeah. I wanted to be in the position of a gun. Ridiculous. You ever...
What?
Think about the last...
Fucking ugly broad in storage
unit? Think about the ugliest broad you banged.
Let's see. My ex, which ex-wife
picture,
is
can
that?
Can you picture the ugliest broad you've ever banged? Can you?
No.
Can you even try to bring that thought up?
No.
Yeah. I mean, could you think of the hottest girl you've ever banged? You're trying.
He's a celebrity. He's fucked gorgeous women.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to comedy clubs when he's picked up hot broads, man. We were together a long time. She always goes home with some hot fucking chick. It's not his wife.
That's not. No.
Dick.
I was the same way, man. I only cheated once.
He does that shit, you know, in front of my wife. He's like, hey, Doug.
You
got to get rid of that girl. You're going to see your girlfriend next week when you're in that town? Like, you know, and he thinks, you know, oh, that's funny.
I only cheated once, 83 to 97.
Hey, what do you think about this? You think this is true about ISIS? I should say that the group, internet group, the Anonymous, supposedly declaring war on ISIS.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
That's good. They're good.
Yeah. And they supposedly went after them after the Charlie Hebdo thing, all right? Because they're based, based out of France, and I don't ever hearing anything bad happening to anybody. Do you remember hearing anything like, you know, that somebody, hey, you know, this Anonymous is going after you, you know, ooh.
I know one of the bombers lost his lighter. That was the only thing I heard. He dropped his. Was it? They got every all of them, but one. They said one or two.
How do they know it's all of them?
I don't know. The ones on that particular raid. Who knows?
Well, I'm just look. Like we talked about it here, you know. And this is the funny thing. People, we spoke about it on the first day, even on your show.
Yeah.
The Facebook comments that are going on between. You know, Obama supporters, and again, this divide's coming back
right.
between the left and the right, right? And there's people that are just, I mean, it's just getting ridiculous.
Well, people now say that he's the most un-American president we've ever had.
He
could be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's just such a fucking, they forced him to wear the American flag on it. And he's got a
now, I mentioned this on the show, and not, no one else has said anything about it, but when he gave that speech to the G20, he referred to us Christians as they. And Muslims as we.
Right. See, he's a fucking sleeper cell, man.
I don't care what he is. Somebody said to me, when you said that, what is that supposed to mean? I go, oh, I don't give a fuck, but he's telling everybody that he's Christian.
He's
telling
Muslim,
everybody
that
he's Christian. But meanwhile, in his own speech, he goes, they, the Christian, blah, blah, blah. He goes, we, Muslims.
Totally
and he came out. And
I want to see his Christmas tree, see if it has a towel on the top of it.
Oh, my God. Oh, Allah.
Oh, look, it's a bomb. Thank you, Daddy.
Yeah. But I wonder what the kids think about all that shit, man, his children.
What?
It's who they are. What are they? They got a lot of
heroes. You think his
who
kids,
daddy
you know.
Well, they'll be living in, you know, Saudi Arabia soon. I wonder where they're going to be.
Well.
He can run, but he can't hide.
That's right.
It'll be interesting to see as a president what will happen when he's not a president. You know, because other people go on tours and stuff, but he's going to have a lot. I mean, you think he's going to be probably busy. First ever black president, U.S. president, he's going to have a lot of stuff for, you know, he can make money at.
A lot of shoes to shine, huh? What are you thinking?
What a dick. We're trying to be.
Listen,
you know,
I don't know. What's he going
to
do?
Sometimes we want to be funny here and there, but then you're going to come out and
is somebody going to give him a job?
He's going to go do speeches at schools.
Yeah.
Who's going to pay him? What?
Oh, God, who's going to pay
him? There's only like 6 or 7 black universities.
They'll pay him at everyone.
Really?
Yes.
To go away. A lot of these colleges aren't a lot in love with Obama.
Trust. No, I'd say most of them are.
Oberlin?
I don't know what Oberlin is.
Well, it's a liberal college. They probably hate him.
Well, here's a little story. We just asked the question. Here's one of our listeners sending me something. Anonymous kicks off cyber war against ISIS, gets 900 Twitter accounts banned. Even people who aren't normally fans of Anonymous probably won't object to the hacker collectively using its powers to take on the Islamic State, the hated group of Islamic fundamentalists that has carried out deadly terror attacks in Paris and Beirut over the past few weeks. This is why we're pleased to see that Anonymous has declared cyber war on the group.
Wow. Check your Twitter account, though, you see if they took you down.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything to do with it.
Well, why'd you shave that?
Well, actually, if you check out, if you watch Twitter, if you're worth the time, you'd see that Bob and I have declared war on ISIS.
I know. Yes.
Right?
I'm proud of you both.
Right. Now, we haven't attacked anybody's Twitter yet. Nah. Right? We had nobody released.
Did he show you where the guns are here? You got to show Bob how to work that shit.
The first strike is the importance because I say ISIS has shown itself adept at using social media and recruitment, even though it's easy for the ISIS to create new Twitter accounts. It takes the time to build up.
I am not ISIS. Yes, 14.
Yeah, ISIS. I used to like that old TV show with the girl with the dress. Takes time to build up and following new accounts. So while banning Twitter accounts might be a cat and mouse game, it can still be very disruptive in the organization recruits method. So hey, that's not a bad bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Affect that, and then, you know where they come. They, if somebody goes back to do something, there's a bit of a trail there as you can start picking up.
Yeah.
So hopefully that works. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and I'm here with Peter Leonard.
I'm paying attention.
Yeah, you are. And Bob Levy's here. Don't forget, tonight at Tavolino's, Bob's your headliner.
And I got to take care of some work now.
Yeah, Bob's going to leave us, and we'll be back with some more stories, Peter Leonard and I, right after this.
Hey, this is John Levine, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, where I'm not always right, but Dougie is always wrong.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's Wednesday morning here. What is it? Wednesday morning here. When I say Thursday earlier in the show, I don't even know what day it is anymore. That's how the world goes. You start forgetting what day it is. They all seem to blend together. But it's Wednesday morning here with Peter Leonard.
What day is it?
Wednesday. Thanks also to Bob Levy for joining us today. And I'll miss Bob. He's been spending since Thursday last week, he's been at the house.
You know, I actually had a lot of fun doing this segment this morning with Bob. You know, we got along great, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I hadn't burned my fucking I Hate People shirt.
Oh, you burned it?
Well, no, actually, you know what I did? I gave it to, the night I bought it, he only had smalls. And I'm like a medium.
It's funny, listen, sometimes, I don't know what he's doing, but it's funny, like, you could tell he doesn't have sizes, so it's like, he'll give this lady, like, a small, like, this ain't going to fit me, like, oh, I thought that was a medium, you know.
He was bullshitting me, so anyway, so I spent $20.
Yeah, exactly.
He couldn't give me one, but I gave, so in the meantime, then we had that thing, blah, blah, blah. So Liliana, that, you know, the gorgeous Romanian brought the front of me ballroom with the big tits, she liked the shirt, so I actually peeled it off, gave it to her, walked to my car one night. It was funny.
That was nice of you.
It was nice of me. I just spread the word.
Yeah, but you got, that's the thing. If you have shirts, you got to, like, I started carrying Triple X for my merch. I have two shirts, so.
That was just for you.
No.
What about the rest of the people?
No, huh? I started carrying because there's been a few times now. People say, oh, you don't have Triple X. I'm like, no, I kept up to Double X.
That's
so, obviously you're not going to buy 20 of them.
No.
You know, I got like four. I got like two or three of each, so I got six.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll wait to the next order, or, you know. I'll maintain an eye on the country's obesity by how many Triple X shirts I sell. That's how I'll measure when the Food and Drug Administration wants to find out how fat people are. Just call comics and ask them, you know, how many Triple X T-shirts they're selling after shows.
Right. Wow.
Right. Well, then we'll add our value as comics. Then we can add something to the moral fabric of this country.
Is there any moral fabric to this country anymore?
Well, I don't know. Listen, I don't. There's part of me that's given up hope with a lot, you know, most people think. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That or the ones that they're morons speak too much, and the ones that are just tired of it, they just keep to themselves. Yeah, that's another theory. Like maybe people aren't just getting crazier. Maybe the normal people are just finding a way to, you know, not, you know, to kind of blend in.
Yeah. Well, how do you do that?
Well, I don't know. You know?
It's very difficult, man.
Like, I can honestly tell you, I'm at the point where I'm like, I don't even, especially with everything going on, I don't even want to be on Facebook. You know, I read this stuff and I'm like, you know what?
It's so depressing.
I'm like, you know what? I don't even, I'd rather just, if I'm going to pick up anything, I pick up my iPad and I play some online poker.
Right.
You know, I do some of that. Poor. You know, like I tell people, like, I play the Clash of the Clans. I play Boom Beach. Got some games that entertain me. Then I watch some TV, you know, and I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's how I spend my day now.
It's terrible. You watch the news. There's just, if it's not somebody, you know, some white cop killed a black kid, it's, you know, somebody's bombing somebody somewhere.
Right.
You read, or it's some, I mean, how many car accidents and motorcycle accidents of people dying and shit lately down here? It's so crazy, man. It's just really terrible.
Mm.
Have you seen all that?
Listen,
there's texting while they're driving.
What I'm amazed is that when I'm driving, how many people I see texting. Like I've been pretty disciplined in a sense where, you know, I won't. I have a lot of friends that brought it up to me when I drive with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm now at the point where I'm like, you know what, I am gonna, you know, unless I get a stoplight,
right?
Unless I'm at a stoplight or I'm stopped, I'm not gonna bother. And then now I've kind of gotten in the habit of doing that. You know, when I get to a stoplight, I'm like, okay, now what else am I going to do? That's when I'm going to start looking at stuff. When I'm driving, I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tell you, I'm on the highway. I'm always driving. I look down. You see the device illuminating in their face,
mm-hmm.
and they're looking down, doing 70 miles an hour,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then and you don't want to be that guy. You know, like I said, I think you should worry about yourself. You should look at how funny it would be if you're yelling at the person next to you for texting and you smash into a pole. Yeah, that'd be stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you crash into somebody's. I wasn't texting, but the guy next to me was. I was trying to get his attention, and I smashed into the back of that car at the stoplight.
Well, I had some chick almost swerve into me like last week, and she's like this and this, and we come up to a light, and I roll my window down, I honk, and she looks up, she said, "Oh, you just fucking text for the next 10 miles because I'll let you pull over, let me go for first and get the fuck off the road." She goes, "I wasn't texting, asshole. I'm on Facebook."
Mm.
Oh, that's even better. So now you're sending Facebook messages. They don't think it's the same thing.
Yeah,
I wasn't
much
texting.
Different.
Oh yeah, I'm sending it to Facebook message instead. You stupid fuck. Wishing somebody a happy birthday because that's that's much more important than
killing
yourself.
About attention. You know, this and that. And everybody's got to draw. Listen, you got to realize that. And even me, I laugh. My wife and I'll sit there at night. Like she'll be on her little. It's like her laptop's broken, but she doesn't get it fixed, and now she just uses her little Kindle Fire and everything on that. She doesn't even bother fixing her laptop; it's just not working. I'm like, what? How could you have something not working? Is okay? I'm shelving it to the side
because when the Kindle goes, she'll get that. You know, she'll have to have a laptop.
Yeah, eventually
fixed.
You have to do something.
Yeah.
Here's a story. Drunk passenger restrained after trying to open door on a flight.
There you go.
Boy, how would you feel? You know, you're sitting there in a plane and, you know.
I don't think I'd be very happy about that.
No.
I'd be, listen, if he was wearing a turban, I'd be even more unhappy about it.
Yeah. An intoxicated passenger had to be restrained after attempting to open an exit door on a flight from London to Boston.
Oh, Jesus.
Massachusetts State Police met British Airways Flight 213 upon arrival at Logan Airport to take the passenger identified as a woman in her 30s into custody, police said.
Oh, my God.
Investigation determines passenger was intoxicated, tried to open the exit door.
I've had enough of you. I'm leaving.
I've got to pee.
Listen, don't tell me this is in the bathroom. There's I can see the window.
There's someone in the loo.
Yes.
I can't hold it.
I can't hold it anymore. I'm going to piss outside. I'm going to try to find a bush or something.
Cloud.
Yeah.
That cloud looks nice.
The investigation determines passenger was intoxicated, tried to open the exit door, not the cockpit door. No known nexus to terrorism at this time. Police said witnesses were being interviewed and that the woman will most likely face charges of at least interfering with a flight crew. The FAA issued a statement before the plane landed, assuring the public that the plane was not imperiled. The cockpit is secure, and the flight is continuing to Boston.
Now, well, here's my question. Is she British and of British lush, or is she a Boston Irish lunatic who's drinking something on the... They got to really stop serving alcohol on a plane, like maybe halfway through a flight. You go to a ball game now, right? A football game, they stop serving at the end of the third quarter. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
They used to do the same thing in the airlines. If you got a 3-hour flight, you serve for 1 hour, 2 hours most, and that's it.
Well,
3 drinks, that's it.
Yeah.
Listen, you got to be responsible.
British Airways issued a statement calling the woman unruly, adding its customers and the crew deserve to have a safe and enjoyable flight, and we do not tolerate abusive behavior.
Hmm.
The flight landed about 30 minutes ahead of schedule. When I flew back from Boston, I got back like 20, 30 minutes early. And it was great because...
I see a correlation.
No, well, listen, first of all, it was JetBlue. Uh-huh. And sometimes, and it was interesting because when we're all trying to get on the plane, one thing I love when I'm in JetBlue, I always like, I'm in the first four or five, rows. Mm. So that means you get off early.
I love that.
Right. Man. And you get on kind of early. You get that. The stewardess is like, okay, everybody, we have a window of opportunity here. There's nobody in line. If we can get this plane loaded as fast as possible, we could be out of here and be ahead 15 minutes of schedule. It was almost like people realized how ridiculous they were and they forgot for a second. They got really laser and they got down. They moved shit. They got out of the way.
Right.
I mean, we look like we were like a Chinese acrobat team.
Fire drill.
Yeah. Like everybody was just move. Okay. I got you. Poop. You know, help me up. Help me put this shit up. Why? Because I understood. The stewardess said, we can leave early if you guys don't dick around.
Right.
You know, take forever to get the fuck on this plane.
That's great.
Hmm.
But there's tailwinds sometimes. There's a 20-minute swing at most flights, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. They slow down. You got this traffic. You might hit some traffic, you know?
Well, that's the thing. My pilot friend said, he says, that's what probably happened. They didn't realize that they have so much time to get to wait and get, you know, taxi to the runway.
Mm-hmm.
They said, look, there's nobody there.
Nobody had you. Ready to go.
Police haul in a hoagie hurler on assault charges.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, Bob was talking about attacking somebody with a hot fucking cheese stick. Fairfax, Virginia, police have given a New Jersey man special recognition for sandwich throwing. They locked him up. Fairfax City Police in Virginia says in a news release that a 32-year-old Jonathan Magnus of Morristown was drunk when he threw a sandwich at a 50-year-old man at a Fairfax pizza restaurant.
You see, it's all back to alcohol, being drunk. Another incident with a drunk.
Well, you know the guy wasn't fat if he's throwing food.
Right.
You'd eat it.
More hungry.
Authorities say the victim, who was not injured, tailed Magnus before officers arrived and pulled over the suspect. It's not clear what led to the dispute.
Yeah.
I guess he didn't want pickles.
It was a soft roll, by the way. That's what he got hurt. If it was a hard, like a big hard
like fucking Italian roll.
Oh, forget it. He'd be really impaled. You could impale somebody on that.
Could like
poke an eye out.
Cut something.
Yeah, you could.
Did you ever eat that? That's why I never stood out. People can eat a sandwich with that crusty bread And then when you chew it, it cuts the roof of your mouth.
Sometimes,
you know,
it's
it tears
really
away
good.
Shit in there, and you're like, "What the?" You know, it's like I might as well, you know.
I like a nice cup of coal and you know, then some nice Italian meats and some cheese on a nice piece of thick Italian bread. You got to soak it in olive oil.
Magnus was charged Sunday evening with assault and battery, driving under the influence of alcohol and refusal of a blood and breath test.
No, it's assault and pepper, I think.
Yeah, it's not immediately clear whether Magnus has an attorney and telephone listing for him.
Mm-hmm.
Could not immediately be found.
Of course not. He was out to lunch. He threw away his lunch.
Yeah, I'm hungry. I got to get some to eat.
Right. Fucking throwing sandwiches like that.
Mm-hmm.
What an idiot, man. He's drunk.
Well, you know.
Getting back to booze.
Mm-hmm.
Then nothing good happens when you
hey,
drink.
Hey, speaking of eating odd things or not eating, here's a little story. Groom discovers bride isn't a virgin, eats genitals of her rapist.
What?
In Lampung, Indonesia.
Of course.
Two Indonesian newlyweds have been arrested on accusations they plotted to kill a man, the woman said, had raped her a week before her marriage. And police said Tuesday the couple ate the victim's genitals after the man was killed. Hmm.
Wow. Wonder how they tasted.
Yeah. What do you want to do on our honeymoon, honey?
Eat dick.
Yeah. Lampung Police Spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Sushalak English said Rudy Effendi and his wife, Naraya, must be Narayasis, were being held for further investigation after their arrest Sunday at their house in Tulang Bawang district in Sumatra's Lampung province. Celeste Changish, who uses her own one name, can you imagine there's two?
Yeah.
No, Celeste Changish is her one name.
Oh, that's her one name?
Yeah. Said police found the victim's body in a burnt minivan. On October 4th, she said the month-long investigation led to the conclusion that the couple had planned to kill the victim, who was a driver for a travel agency. The couple had married back in September, and the husband found on the wedding night that his wife was no longer a virgin. She then said she had been raped 1 week before the marriage. Now, here's interesting. You know, how do you know this guy, you know, and that's what happens, you know, these guys in the other countries are like, what? You got raped? What? They get, that's the girls know that. Instead of saying,
right.
I got cold feet, you know, this guy, we went on a trip, he took me, it was nice to give me a ride, I banged him, I'm not sorry, I'm not a virgin, I messed up. No, she's going to, you know, that guy raped me. And then now they go and kill the poor guy just because he wanted to get a little piece of ass.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
What if he did rape her?
What if he didn't? What, you know, she could just be saying that he raped her. You know, and you're like, because listen, when in those parts of the country, if you're not a virgin, you got to blame somebody.
How about a bicycle, like everybody else?
Well,
maybe
she didn't have a bicycle.
Like a bicycle, like my.
Maybe that's why she's driving around with the guy who works for the fucking the tourist agency.
A horse, about a horse or camel? They can give you a fuck.
Yeah, camel. What is this? Saudi Arabia?
Where
they're
are
in Indonesia.
They don't. What do they ride around in?
I don't know.
Fucking Mercedes.
A llama.
A llama is just a hairy camel, isn't it?
I don't know. They spit.
Is that a dromedary?
I think a llama spits or something.
Well, they don't swallow.
I know that. Well, I tried.
You know, fuck. Yeah, even if you hold their nose, they won't swallow.
Police said Effendi, 30, asked his 20-year-old wife to arrange a meeting with the man she accused of raping her. Effendi stabbed the man to death and cut off his genitals before setting ablaze the car. Effendi said he fried the severed genitals and ate them to cure his heartache over the rape. Official charges have not been filed. Police said the couple could be charged with premeditated murder, which carries a maximum of death penalty.
They're waiting for him to take a shit so they have evidence.
Yes.
You better pass.
Oddly enough, when you eat nuts, they come out like you ate them.
Yeah, you better pass that man's penis. We have to receive DNA evidence. That is him. Oh, yes, that is his testicle.
Well, that smells a little fishy.
Well, it smells like something.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty vile. And to tell you the truth, I don't know, other than, you know, they got married on the wedding night. They went to the hotel.
Right.
Okay. They dug a little pit there. They threw the straw in. They don't,
right.
They have beds over there, of course. You don't know that, right?
Yeah, they have beds. I don't, you know.
Oh, come on, dude.
I don't know if they have bed, like bed frames.
You know,
it's like a college kid who just has the bed, you know, the bed box and the
yeah.
and the mattress on the floor.
They just have the box. There's no mattress.
Yeah.
Right. So
my roommate's got the mattress. I'm sleeping on the box.
Yeah. So I bet he went to shove it in her. There was no resistance. He's going, what's happened to your hymen? Where is that thing? And she went,
oh,
I was raped.
I was raped. Just I forgot to tell you the other day. yes, I forgot.
Remember I was late coming home from work?
See, that's the thing. She didn't say anything about it.
Right.
But at the time of that being found out, oh, now all of a sudden, oh, I got to tell you, I was raped. Sorry.
First of all, do you know how many people, how many invitations they sent out to the wedding? If they had, she had told a week before, you lose the deposit, lose the band, the flowers, the hall, all of it, the food, the caterer, you lose all that.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. We talked about that story. Remember the story about the prison that wants to be built in Indonesia?
Yes.
That they were going to surround it with hungry crocodiles and shit?
That's what they're sending this guy.
Right. They're going to send him there.
Probably.
You know? But here's a story, another story. They get this story continues. Escape clause is the title of the story. Tigers, piranhas may join Indonesia's crocodile prison guard.
Oh, piranhas now, too.
That's right. When Indonesia's anti-drug czar announced plans to guard a death row prison island with crocodiles, government rushed to explain that it was just a joke. But on Friday, Budi Waseso said he was now thinking of using tigers and piranha fish to as well. Fine. Media quoted the National Narcotics Agency, BNN, chief as saying that he has had already obtained two crocodiles from the farm to study their power and aggression, and may ultimately put as many as 1,000 in place to keep convicts from escaping.
And not feed them.
That's right. Make sure they keep them hungry.
You're not kidding.
Yeah.
But there is a bigger fish that I think they were thinking of in terms of a piranha. They got something that makes a piranha look like a goldfish.
What's that?
I don't know. It might be in your story there. Oh,
piranha fish man ears says their number will depend on how big the area is or whether perhaps to combine them with piranhas. He told reporters, according to the news, because the prison personnel numbers are short, we can use wild animals. We can use tigers, too, to piranha fish man-eaters with sharp teeth and powerful jaws are indigenous to South America and are not found in Indonesia. The Waseso officials said, we are not immediately available to comment on whether this is a true story or not or going to happen.
Right.
Indonesia President Joko Widodo, if you want your president to be named Widodo, declared war on what has been dubbed narcotics emergencies after taking office a year ago. He repeatedly refused clemency, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that'd be funny, right? Let's get out. You go first.
Yeah. First of all, I don't think they can use a piranha because they're a saltwater fish and those are freshwater, or that's a freshwater fish and that's saltwater island. So if they were to build a moat, They wouldn't possibly. It had to be all saltwater fish. So I think they put in sharks way before they put a goddamn piranha in, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, think about it. Piranha, you think you can fight off. You know, it's a little thing.
Well, I don't know. It depends on their numbers. They just start biting the shit. I mean, you eventually can get out. I mean, you know, if you're near water, but if, you know, they can eat a whole cow in, what, 30 seconds?
Can they really? A piranha?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that James Bond movie. They ate that guy pretty fast, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That was that Goldfinger, one of those. No, it was from Mushroom. No. I don't know which one. Have you seen the new Bond movie?
No, Spectre? But I understand that Brosnan, Pierce Brosnan, who was one of the Bonds, said it wasn't that great.
Wow.
He dissed it.
Did he really?
Yeah, he said, I wasn't too impressed.
I heard it was the best one yet, man.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's not what I heard.
Well, and now your guy, he's done for the franchise, Daniel.
Was that his last one?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that suck if your Bond and the last Bond you're in really wasn't that great? It's like, you know, then you want to go back and I want to try a second time. No,
well,
you're done.
Well, they did say that he was, you know, damn good Bond. I think he was the best one since Sean Connery. I definitely didn't like Roger Moore. It was too campy. It became a comedy at that point. That shit.
Dudley Moore. What was his name? Was that his name?
Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
Yeah. You know, with the fat sheriff in Vegas and all that shit. Stupid. They were stupid.
Yeah, remember that one?
Yep. I thought they were sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't too
really impressed.
I mean, the whole thing, you know?
Yeah. But that's some franchise. They're on their, like, what is it, 30-something movie in the Bond series. That's since 19, I believe it was 64.
What was the first
Bond?
The
first one, Dr. No.
Dr. No?
Yep, Dr. No. You had Goldfinger from Russia with Love. Those are the real...
Mm.
Wow, that's the real James Bond shit.
Right.
When it got to, you know, when there's too many things going on, too much gadgets, too much...
Spy Who Loved Me. Moonraker.
Yeah. Moonraker, not bad, you know, but, you know, I think anything Sean Connery just was great, just, man.
Yeah. Ugh. Here's a story. Man arrives home to find a zombie passed out in his chair. A Denver man who arrived home the day after Halloween was shocked to find a man wearing a zombie makeup passed out drunk in the chair.
More drinking, see?
There you go. We're an alcoholic society.
It's an unbelievable situation.
A resident of the city's trendy Rhino neighborhood got to his apartment on November 1st and found his home trashed and a man identified as Dan Clark asleep, police said.
That's nuts, man. Sleeping.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Was he dressed? Did he get
I mean, he was in full costume, I suppose.
Well, you can still take your pants off. I can't sleep with my pants on. Can you?
Well, it depends. I mean, if I, you know, the last time I did that, I was at the SLL Comedy Festival in California, and I drank a lot of, I'm not a big fireball guy, but I had probably drank about 6 or 7 fireballs.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know?
How do you do that, man?
Well, I did it, and it was really weird because I told the cop, I don't remember getting home.
Oh, that's not good.
You know what I'm saying?
Did your car get here?
I didn't drive. I didn't do any of that stupid shit.
Okay.
You know, but I didn't drive. And I just remember I woke up, although the other comic I was sharing the hotel with, mm-hmm.
The Oreo situation?
Yeah, remember I told you that I came home and I was like, I'm just going to eat some Oreos.
That was a great story. Yeah.
And I was wasted. Yeah, I remember Phil was here when you were talking about it. And then he told the story to my wife, too. It was great when we were in Vegas when mm-hmm. we heard it. And I thought I peed myself, but it turns out that I just didn't pull my pants down far enough when I went to the bathroom, you know, which is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens, man.
Yeah, once in a while. Now, here's another story. Man grabs video, records burglars fleeing a Las Vegas home. That's funny.
What's so wild about that?
Well, let's see. There's a little video here. I'm just wondering.
Is he lucky he didn't get shot or something?
Well, that's the thing. If you're sitting there, you know, people are leaving, you're thinking to yourself, hey.
Why don't I call the cops or grab my videotape and post it on Instagram or some shit.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if there's any. But can you imagine if the guy just walks by and doesn't do anything? You got to say something.
Is that your neighbor?
No, I don't know.
Who do you think it was? Listen, would you carry a video camera around here? What? What is it? Your video. Wasn't his fucking
this is it.
Phone.
What are you guys doing? Huh?
One guy jumps in.
No, it's not. It's my neighbor's house. It's my neighbor's house. The police are coming right now.
Oh, they must not have had guns. Got his license plate. Dude ran out with a shirt over his head.
Where the keys at?
I don't have them. Stay. Don't attack.
What was that?
Oh, he said his little dog attacked the guys.
Did they have anything with them?
They were carrying stuff, jumping in the back of the truck. A Las Vegas man, who armed himself with a video camera and a gun to confront 4 burglars fleeing a break-in at a nearby house, says the incident shows the value of knowing your neighbors and asking for help. Brett McCann said Thursday that he never hesitated to act when his neighbor called from work Tuesday to tell him someone was looting the neighbor's house. Now, I haven't gotten this. Well, I shouldn't say this, but you have these things in your house now. You have the cameras in your house and shit, so you can see it from any computer, right? Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. They have those doorbell systems, you know, which I always thought somebody could just rip the fucking thing off your door. But you know, that's not a bad thing to have, right. You know. Brett McCann said on Thursday. McCann was in the Air Force for 22 years and has registered weapons and lots of training. He says he noticed his neighbor's front door had been kicked in before 4 men ran from the home and piled into a white SUV. The driver paused once, turning towards McCann and leaving a clear video image. He looked right at the camera and go, it's our buddy's house. And the guy's like, it's my neighbor's house. You fucking idiot.
I know. Eating the finger.
Yeah. No, he was a big dude, too. There was like 4. One guy jumped in the back of the truck. They all had shit in their hand.
Well,
you know.
Mr. U.S. 22-year Army veteran had guns. Why don't you just fucking bring a gun out there and say.
Well, he had a gun. So, I mean, he's not going to shoot him, but he had the gun on him.
And apparently they didn't stop.
Well, you can't. You know, technically, you're not going to shoot the guy.
You can shoot
you're not
tires.
In threat of your own life.
How about shoot their tires?
Yeah, why do that? You got the guys, you know. You got the truck ID'd. You got the license plate.
You don't see how good a shot you still are. Maybe he was.
And then you shoot the tire, ricochets off the street, goes into the neighbor's house, kills a kid. Yeah, if they're stealing shit, it's not worth. It's not.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody, that's what I'm saying. If somebody,
you would blast
if somebody,
away, man.
Listen,
you would
if somebody,
listen, away. I know.
If
you.
Somebody was in my house walking out with the TV,
right,
they would. I'd let them continue walking.
Yes.
Until they, if they turned around to come back, then I would shoot them.
Well, you don't drop in your TV.
No, I don't give a fuck. I'd get insurance to pay for it at that point.
Not
so it's time
point.
For a new TV.
Right.
Right? What, use that as an opportunity to get a new TV.
I would just shoot them.
Yeah.
So put the TV down so I can shoot you.
By the way, Spain Spain issues an arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu.
Oh, good.
Spanish National Court has reopened a 2010 case against the seven current and former top Israeli leaders for a naval incident that resulted in the death of 10 Turkish activists.
Oh, please.
Spanish judge has issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other former and current government officials for a deadly fight at sea in 2010. As long as the warrants is in effect, Netanyahu and those officials set foot in the Western European country, they could be detained and questioned.
You got to cancel that trip to Istanbul.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, honey, Selma, do me a favor. Cancel that trip to Istanbul.
Yeah.
We'll have to get a sandwich. We'll get our falafel somewhere else.
Yeah. Now, we'll go to Bahamas.
What are you kidding me?
2010 was a flotilla raid in which a group of pro-Palestinian human rights activists attempted to disrupt an Israeli naval blockade of the Gaza Strip. Israeli naval forces were able to stop the flotilla, but when they boarded one of the activist ships, the Mavi Marmara, they were attacked by knives and clubs. In an ensuing gun battle, nine activists died. Most of them deceased were part of a Turkish NGO, the IHH, whatever that means.
Yes.
That alleges ties with the Muslim Brotherhood.
You know why they know why so many of them died?
Right.
They only had knives and clubs.
Yeah.
The Israelis had guns.
Yeah, he came to
Go
a
figure.
War with a, yeah.
Go figure.
That's like pretty stupid.
Isn't that incredible? Well, you know what? They put down their oars and they had to go fight. They said, stop rowing. Look, there's the battleship coming.
Yes.
They got 40 guys down in fucking
I don't think
irons,
we're, I don't think
rowing.
We're going to be well equipped with slingshots.
They're rowing and shit.
Whose idea was that? They're stupid. That's
Turkish.
Crazy.
It's called Turkish taffy.
That's right. Hey, while we're talking all this death and stuff, here's a little story. You know, you're a dog. You like the
dogs
and stuff.
I love cats. I love you.
Here's what some people are calling the 10 friendliest dog breeds ever.
Oh, boy.
We won't be able to see it.
Why?
Because the story just disappeared.
The 10? I could probably name them.
Yeah?
Pitbull, German Shepherd, Russian Wolfhound, piranhas, tigers, bears. No, the friendliest.
Bears.
Friendliest dogs, I would probably say a golden retriever, Labradors.
Taking the guess.
What do you think?
I don't know.
I'm thinking not definitely not poodles.
Number one.
Doberman Pinschers.
Let's see if they come in any sort of order.
Dobie.
Number one, the Beagle.
That's a friendly dog. Look at Snoopy. What a friendly dog.
Right?
Is.
I mean, that's why, you know, Schultz had that, right?
Right. How friendly is that dog?
Right?
Mm-hmm. It's got to
be. The Beagle.
Friendly. Yeah.
Loving dog.
They are beautiful. Floppy ears. Always wagging their tail.
Yeah, always happy. They always look bored, but, you know.
Well.
Number two, the Boston Terrier.
Now,
a lively breed is sure to win on your heart. They're quite the clowns of the dog world.
Yes, they are very funny.
And make excellent companions for looking for small but active breeds.
Yeah, someone in costume that was hysterical. Right from the Commons, Boston Commons.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Number three, the Boxer.
Oh, that was a great song.
Yeah.
Simon Garfunkel.
Yeah.
In the clear
in the corner, the Boxer.
Is a boxer a friendly dog? That's what
they said. Boxer, great choice. As far as friendly breeds go, boxers might look intimidating, but they are more likely to give out kisses.
Right.
Big sloppy ones.
Yeah.
Than anything else. They are extremely friendly dogs and love just about everyone that's willing to pet and play with them.
Right. You know, when I was in high school, I was a pugilist a little bit, Dougie. I was in great shape. And people just say to me, you know, did you ever fight? I said, well, it's funny you said my father was a boxer. They go, really? I said, yeah, my mother was a German Shepherd.
Yeah. My father was a boxer. My mom was
a poodle.
Was a rapper.
Right.
They worked at UPS. Number four, Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
They are very friendly dogs.
Adorable pups are one of the least active breeds on the list, but are a great choice for the family with small children.
Mm-hmm. Because they have small mouths, they can't really bite them.
Yes. Number five, the English Bulldog.
That's a friendly dog.
Bulldogs are great breeds, full of hilarious personality. While they do enjoy certain amounts of exercise, you'll likely find the pup snoring on your couch when you're relaxing at home.
By the way, between snoring and drooling, that's one sloppy fucking
it
dog.
It is a fucking... That's the one thing about some of these dogs. I can't stand when you have a dog that's like slobbering all over. Like, how the fuck drooling, are you, you know?
It's disgusting. You got to carry a, you know, net, you know, I don't know, put a bib on the fucking thing.
Yeah. Number six, the Golden Retriever.
See, I knew it was up there.
One of the most popular breeds of for families of all ages. It's really no wonder why. Extremely social dogs and rare great choice for those looking for a dog that will be friendly with both family, friends, and even strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Except the guy who's stealing your TV.
Yeah, bad watchdog.
That's what that one dog was. He was like, you know, attack, and almost the fucking guy almost ran the dog over.
Right.
Number seven, Labrador Retriever.
I got 2 out of 10, Dad.
Perhaps tied with being most popular breeds of families, Labs are right up there with Goldens. In the terms of their friendly demeanor, Labs are an excellent choice for anyone looking for an active companion that's eager to meet friends and strangers and cook when you're away.
Right. And take it up the ass.
Yeah. And lick your ball, peanut butter off your balls. Number eight, the Pug.
Really?
That little Pugs have some of the funniest personalities in the dog world, and they love just about anyone that will feed them. If you're looking for a small dog to take with you everywhere, Pugs are a great choice.
Want to hear something funny? Those are the ones with those eyes that bug out of their head, right? I had a friend named Alan, rest in peace. This guy, he was bald. He had those eyes, those fucking eyes that popped out. And there's a disease. Oh, it's like Minda,
right?
But 10 times worse.
Right.
But one of his eyes went to the right, and one of his eyes went to the left. They used to call him the only guy I knew who could see in stereo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his eyes, and on top of it, he was a stutterer.
Right.
But I mean, real bad. He would say, my phone number is 6443. And he'd go, what? It's 14. You know, because he was just, you would love him.
Right.
But he had those eyes. He used to say, Alan, you look. And he had a pug. He had the fucking pug.
And it looked just like him.
I said, Jesus Christ, you put glasses on that dog. And that's your brother. You, I swear to God.
Number nine, the standard poodle.
Ugh.
They don't shed. That's one of the things. But, you know, if you have allergies, my wife has, like, the big dog, my wife's allergic to her fur. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not allergic to purebreds. It's, like, weird. Any purebred, she's not. But any mix, she's allergic. That's what it came out. Mixed mutt, she's allergic to the fur.
Really?
Yep. And they don't shed. That's amazing. My dog does. Number 10, the Welsh Corgis are Pembroke and Cardigans. Really cute dogs.
That's the one that the Queen has in England. Those are Corgis. They're very real.
Although these two breeds are unrelated, they share similar names and appearances. Pembroke and Cardigan Welsh Corgis are very attractive dogs with shining personalities. They're extremely social and absolutely love getting out and meeting new people. If you have food, they're certain to be.
Yeah, it's a fucking dating site.
Yeah. So much for that.
Yeah, I don't like, right, you sound like, it's so funny. They live long walks on the beach and a big fan of Chaucer.
That's right.
You know, favorite TV show, Masterpiece Theater.
Hey, right. I'm tired. I think we're going to cut the show early today.
What do you mean early?
Yeah.
How much early?
We got about 5 minutes.
Oh, please.
Kill and...
Well, let's talk about something. The weather.
Nah, I don't want to talk about anything. We're gonna cut this out. I think I'm inspired. I think we may be considering doing a one-hour show from now on.
Run some commercials.
Well, the studio does that. And, we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Let
me know, man.
Yeah. Don't forget, busy week of comedy tonight, Tavolino's Wise Guys Comedy Show. Bob Levy is your headliner. Minda will be there, as well as special our feature president, comedian, Vince Taylor will be there. Friday and Saturday night, we'll be at the Comedy Club of Jacksonville, Bob Levy and I. So come out, call the club for tickets now, please. Don't wait to the last minute. Wanted to make sure the owner there is sure that we're going to have a good crowd. And we're going to have a great show. So Comedy Club of Jacksonville this coming week. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Follow me on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Follow the show at Wake Up Dougie. We have a fan page also on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Follow me at The Always Dangerous Dougie Almeida. And other than that, listen to us on Stitcher. Go to our website, wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. catch all our episodes. And aside from that, please don't follow Peter anywhere.
Thank you.
And we'll be back tomorrow with an all-new show right here at the same spot. Take care.
Suki plays with Leo. Sasha plays with Brit. Adolf builds a bonfire. Enrico plays with it. Whistling tunes, we're kissing baboons in the jungle. It's a knockout. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears.